T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
It's a Philly thing, baby. But it's more than a Philly thing. We need the South Jersey region. We need Delaware. We need Pottstown. We need Pottsboro. We need Norristown.
Westchester.
Willisgrove, everywhere.
Westchester. We're back, Marks and Reese. Howard Dean, back in the 2004 presidential, he was trying to be the nominee to get the president.
Now I remember.
And that was Chuck.
I do remember that.
We're going to South Carolina. No, he went through every state. Rawr, did that yell. All right, Twitter questions today are brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're getting engaged, the place to go is Mark's Jewelers with the best selection of diamond engagement rings to fit every budget online. Marks-Jewelers.com. We'll take some phone calls. Nick Kostos is going to give you his best bets for the weekend. Two really interesting games, both from a football fan standpoint and a betting standpoint. Mm-hmm. Is the first that you were saying this earlier, the first time that both games have been under 3-point spreads?
Since yeah. 97.
Since 97, wow. Man. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can see all four of these teams winning. I mean, that's how good they are. I think they are the four best teams. They've been the four best teams. If you want to do a top five, obviously Buffalo would be in there as a fifth team. But these have been the four best teams all year long.
Yep.
I mean, since San Francisco got on their roll, they won 12 straight. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they didn't start off like the Eagles did, but essentially – the way they started the season, the Eagles ended the season.
Yep.
So,
by the way, some big extra added motivation.
What you got?
The anthem singer on Sunday is going to be?
No.
Anita Baker.
Oh, Jalen's
girl.
He requested that.
He probably did. He's like, make sure Anita's there for the NFC Championship game.
Yes, indeed. Anita Baker used to be one of my favorite singers, too. She did back in the 90s. Yeah.
Oh,
I was an Anita Baker fan for sure.
Now, is she doing a halftime Jaylen, show?
By the way, Jalen wasn't even born then. So
he's an old soul.
Yeah, that just lets you know that he does have sort of an old soul to even be a fan of Anita Baker.
Well, hold on. Did you think I was going to say Boys to Men?
Yes. That's exactly who I thought you were going to say.
With the guy. With the
yes.
Now, they wouldn't
yes.
allow Sean Stockman
yes.
in there. No.
Well, I don't know if they would have asked him if he was a Niner fan. They just know he's from Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah, they were wise not to invite Boys to Men.
Yeah, Boys to Men was on our sideline when I played one of our championship games.
I bet.
Yeah, they didn't perform, but they were at the game, though.
Jack, any word on the halftime show? Last week it was the local country artist.
Know.
No, you don't know.
Don't know yet.
Cool in the Gang? No?
Maybe Meek?
Cool in the Gang. Although that wouldn't be a bad concert.
There was some random bowl game, I don't know how many years ago, and it was like, and playing at halftime, Cool in the Gang. And I'm like, where did that come from? I liked it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Cool in the Gang fan. All right, so we're asking people to lay it on the line. All right, leave everything you have on the field today. Chuck from Mount Airy already did it. Yoshi from Brewery Town, I expect nothing less than that. Yoshi, how are you, buddy?
What's up, John? Big I.
What's up, Yoshi?
Happy Friday. Hey, man, we're going to do this a little bit different today. We're about to go to church on a Friday for the win and so for us on Sunday. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm ready to see my boys come out the tunnel with the fans cheering, with Rocket playing in the background. Can I get a whale? I want to see Zach's from my team. Sacks on day team. Touchdown thrown by my quarterback. Day quarterback on his back. My running backs from my team. One in a muck, zigzag, bulldoze with a little Mack truck up and down the field. AJ going off. Slim Reaper showing off. Everybody doing the gritty. Is the congregation with me? I'm ready.
Hey, man. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I got a G-L-E-S ready for the contest to show them Ike who's best in the NFC. Let me tell you something. It's been 1,819 days since the best sports feeling of my life. Y'all don't hear me. I'm ready. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah. That's for most of us who may have grown up in a Baptist church. That's how church normally goes, is the Baptist church.
Or if you're familiar with Coming to America.
Yeah. Well, that's a Baptist church, yeah.
No, the
Arsenal Hall, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's where that comes from.
That was funny. That was one of Yoshi's best calls.
By the way, DJ Jazzy Jeff doing the halftime show.
Oh, really? DJ Jazzy Jeff. Okay. Well, hold on. He's just playing music?
I assume so.
Yeah. Is there going to be dancing and stuff? Or what?
I assume so. Yeah. DJ Jazzy Jeff is not a rapper. So, yeah. Unless he's bringing Will with him, he's just playing music, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah, playing music. Maybe he's
got a DJ.
There's
like
dancers.
It's going to be a party
at
halftime.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. All right, I'm okay with that.
We better be winning.
Yeah, what music is he playing, though?
I'm just saying, that scoring right, ain't nobody going to be in no damn party mood.
Nope.
Yeah, they'd be dancing.
Oh, yeah, if it's a nice halftime lead, people will be ready to go. Yeah.
Well, that's probably why Ja Rule and Ashanti got booed off the stage. Were we losing that game at halftime against Tampa? I think we were.
Yeah,
I think we're losing that game. I remember coming out of the locker room at halftime. They were still on stage.
I don't remember, because there was the early lead with the first touchdown.
Yeah, I think by halftime, though, they may have been up, because the Joe Juravicius play happened in the first half.
Yes, it did.
That didn't happen in the second half. They may have been up 14-10, maybe?
It was 17-10 at the half.
17-10, okay.
Still a touchdown lead, but still, it was like, all right, we got him in the second half. And then field goal 20-10, and then it was 20-10 until Eagles driving, and then, of course, the 92-yard interception return for a touchdown.
Yeah, I didn't want to go through the game. I'm just saying. The fans' mood at halftime, if you're losing, well, that's part of the reason why the halftime act got booed off the field.
You're losing.
Yeah, they're not in a good mood.
2017, probably in a good mood.
They were winning at halftime. Yeah. Was winning at halftime. I don't think – yeah, Minnesota didn't score after that first touchdown.
Yeah, it got blown open in the third quarter, but it was a halftime lead.
Yeah, they were winning at halftime.
Let's go to Keith. Keith in Philly. Keith, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you?
All right. First, let me start by saying I'm not trying to start getting on my case, but I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's hear your
analysis.
Let's
see how the rest of this call goes.
Then what do you want?
Hold on.
Well, I'm just asking.
I'm going to give the Eagles their props. Listen.
Okay.
The Eagles are a very good team. All right? They're mm-hmm. showing that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I get tired of people saying that Hurts is a great quarterback. I want to say this. Great. He's having a great season. I wouldn't put him as a great quarterback yet, but he's doing great things. I want to see what he do against San Francisco 49ers defense. I think this will be his toughest test. And if the 49ers can – we know the 49ers game plan. Mm. To keep the game close, to give Purdy a chance. And if they can do that, they have a chance of beating the Eagles. But I'm going to say this. The Eagles shocked me this season. I've been a Cowboys fan since the 70s, since Robert Staubach. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure – let's have just Troy Aikman jump on the bandwagon. And the Eagles shot me this year. I just want to see what they're going to do against the 49ers defense.
Mm-hmm. Guess what they're not going to do against the 49ers defense? What Dallas did. They're not going to do what Dallas did against the 49ers defense.
Yeah, they're going to score more. All right, so give us the final score, Keith. What do you think, man?
I'll give the final score. Yeah. I think it'll be like 25-23. I'm going to give it to the Eagles, like 25-23.
That hurt you. That's a terrible score, 25-23.
Ooh, boy.
Well, how the hell are we getting to 25? Who's in the background?
I don't know.
By the way, G.J. Jazzy Jeff has done compilation albums with other people, so I'm wondering, will he have artists there to perform those songs?
It would make sense, right?
Yeah.
A couple minute of something here, 2 minutes of something here.
Yes, halftime normal. It's the normal halftime, right?
Yeah, it can't be all that.
It's not like a Super Bowl halftime where you're 30 minutes. No. Yeah, it's a normal halftime. Yeah. So, yeah, you won't be doing concerts. But something to keep the crowd going. It's better than the Frisbee dogs that I've seen out there.
Not a Frisbee dog fan? Jack, you like the Frisbee dogs?
Not the halftime of a football game. No,
not
I'm
an SEC championship game. No, I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
They usually, when do they bring the kids out? They play during halftime and like ruin the field. That's always the worst. I know it's a
good
offer.
Well, you get the flag football for the kids.
Yeah, I know it's a big, you know.
Or it's the little league football teams.
The best when the Eagles are playing bad and those kids get booed.
it's like Ike was saying that if you're losing,
you're not in a good mood, man.
You don't care about being entertained. You're mad as hell. You got to win? Yeah, come on out. All right, little kids, we'll cheer for you.
Yeah.
Well.
So we got Anita Baker doing the national anthem. That's pretty cool.
DJ Jazzy Jeff doing the halftime show.
Yeah, my wife would be happy about that. My wife's mom, my mother-in-law, went to school with Anita Baker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, from Detroit. Yep. I don't know if they knew each other, but they were in school at the same
Nevertheless,
time.
If they went to school and being from Detroit, that's something that I would bring up quite often.
Anita Baker. Yes.
Mm. All right. Do we want Herb this early in the show?
Oh, man.
Can you handle it?
Yeah. Well, he may run out of steam later.
That's a good point. I think he's working tonight. All right. Nick Costos coming up here in mere minutes with his picks on the game. Herb from Northeast Philly. Herbie.
What's up? I just had a big whopper, babe. Down here in Ben Salem. I'm down here coming down to Washington Avenue. Ike Reese, what's happening, boy?
What's up, Herb?
And you crazy. Between all your boys, my boy Chuck, that's the best one, man. That's the winner, baby. That's the winner.
That one got
fans all riled up.
Okay, never mind.
Let's go. We ain't playing around. This is for Super Bowl 57 to make the appearance and win it all. Let's go. Here we go. 1, 2, 3 and out. 1, 2, 3 and out. Take that ball in. Touchdown, Eagles.
You sound like a cheerleader from Wildcats.
24-0 and a half.
Your mama says you're ugly. Hey, you're ugly. You're ugly.
We got a lot of money at stake here. We got a lot of salaries. We got to win.
So Herb, let me
just. We got a lot of money at stake.
Yeah, that's true. So, Herb, briefly, because we're up against it, what would your game plan be for the Eagles if you were running the offense? What would you do?
Okay, if I'm going to first play, I'm putting 88. I want to see him catch one, a short pass in the flat, take somebody out on the side, and run that about 20 yards. Can he do that for me?
There you go, Ike.
Okay.
Are you going to run and pass the ball on offense?
I'm bowing a guard. I want to bow a guard and 26 right between the tight end and the tackle, man. Right between the tackle.
Herb, will you be watching the game?
Outside stretch play.
Everybody wants to know if you'll be watching. Herb, are you watching the game on Sunday?
I don't know yet because the girl, the 32-year-old one, she called up today, and she's looking for something.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
She's looking for something, huh?
She's looking for something. I know
what she's looking for.
Monday and I told her, N-O.
I need to see the package.
Now it's Friday. So anyway.
Oh, you told her.
I told you, Ike.
Yeah.
I told you a few. She's black.
I saw her.
We know her.
I said you like a little brown sugar in your life. I hear you.
I like that brown sugar.
That's what you told me. Yeah.
Here we go. Yes.
So when she called you on Monday, what was she looking for?
She's looking for money. That's what she's looking for.
Well, then give it up then.
Well, I ain't ready to give it up. I got other things to do. You know? Okay.
So what does that money get you? Little brown sugar?
Gets me anything I want, boy. Anything I want.
All right, slow down.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ooh, that boy almost got a teenager.
So you're not going to be watching the Eagles game because you're going to be with this check?
That's not going to take 3 hours, Herb.
I am working.
All right, Herb.
I am not working. They canceled the shuttle. Canceled the shuttle for Villanova.
All right.
The employees can park in the lot.
All right, Herb. Herb, listen.
Now, I'm going to give you a little advice. Now, you know you got to pay to play now. You like twice her age. You got to pay to play now, Herb.
But she got a lot out of me.
Oh, okay.
Listen. All right, Herb, listen. Listen.
I love Cox.
We didn't want to dive into that anymore.
Nick Kostos is ready to go, and he goes on the air at 3 o'clock, so I can't possibly hold him any longer.
Okay, no, that's perfect.
And he's the host of You Better You Bet. Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Kostos calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Also, be sure to listen to You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Just search You Bet. And Nick is not a generous guy looking for an accommodating female like Herb. He's a sports betting. What's up, Nick? How are you?
What am I not?
I see you're not Herb. You're not shelling out money. You have a fiance. You're good.
But listen, you know, it's always like, but when you're single, it's always like going out on dates and stuff. It's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but sure. Yes, I am engaged. That is accurate. Great to be on with you guys. I don't know what the hell that was I listened to before I came on, but it was entertaining. So.
It was Herb.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it from Herb. I liked Herb more than I liked my team's performance this past Saturday night.
Well,
yeah, that was a tough one last week. Yeah, that was a tough one.
So if I remember correctly, you said you were going to see what Hurts looked like, then you were going to live bet the game. I don't. I think that's what you said last week.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. Hurts. I mean, they look good right from the start. So it was.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, the pass to Devontae Smith. I'm like, well, this game's done. Well, it's just over. And then, but I'll give like Dable went for it on the fourth and eight, which I thought was so right because like he knew like we are done. Unless we steal possessions and chase points early in the game, and it didn't end up working out, and they got blown out, and it was what it was. The Eagles are a better team. There's nothing else to say. You tip the cap. Giants fans are going to hate Sirianni, but you'd love if he was our coach, and I love Dable. But I thought he coached a great game, and he shoved it in the Giants' face with the Boston Scott touchdown when the game was still theoretically in doubt. And if you're an Eagles fan, you absolutely have to love it. The Giants fan in me hates it. The football fan in me loves it. So, yeah, listen, Eagles fans, you deserve it. You know, you beat our asses, man. It was what it was.
Still was a good season for your boys. Though.
It was a good season. It definitely was. And that's it. And hopefully we can keep it rolling into next year.
And then the 49ers really needed kind of like a gritty win over the Cowboys. And it changed at least some perceptions with the Eagles and the Niners as the Eagles became the favorite in the Super Bowl. And a slight favorite in this game. What's your evaluation of the NFC Championship game?
Yeah, I think Philly is like likely to win the game. As far as betting goes, I would take San Francisco +3 if it ever got there, just because I think 3 is probably the right number in the game, and I think Philly's going to win this game. I don't think Philly wins the game in blowout fashion. So that's just my opinion. I don't really feel strongly about it. Like gun to my head, pick the winner of the game. I would take Philadelphia to win the game. I think they're likely to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I don't love them. Like to cover the spread, but I'll say this to Eagles fans out there. If you want to bet this game and you want to bet your team, like, don't wait. I think this is going to close 3. I think it will close Philly -3. I'm looking at BetMGM right now, guys. The Eagles are still -2.5. Now it's a juice 2.5, meaning you pay more to lay 2.5 with the Eagles right now. But then, like, you win if the Eagles win by 3. So if you're an Eagles fan and you want to bet this game, like, don't wait. Bet the Eagles now. As far as just a couple prop thoughts in this game, where I think there's a clear, and I know you guys, you've talked about this, like, the entire week, right? Just, like, the avenues to success on offense for both teams. For Philly, I think it's get the ball down the field to A.J. Brown. Brown and Devontae Smith. Like, you can have this defense, the San Francisco secondary down the field, and Dak, whether it was like throwing interceptions or missing open receivers, like, he was absolutely brutal last week. You would expect Jalen Hurts to play better at home in this game, right? So I think they have major advantages down the field with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I think both of their props are worth looking at. So I think that's Philly's avenue to success. And Nick Sirianni has shown, and I think this is like the ultimate compliment, you know, he'll tailor his offensive game plan based around the strength and weaknesses of the opposing defense. The two parallels from this year in the regular season, Pittsburgh and Tennessee, two great run-stopping teams. What do the Eagles do? Bomb the ball down the field basically the entire game. My sense is that will be the game plan. And on the flip side, San Francisco's path to success here, like, the Giants really couldn't do anything last week because they don't have talent, right? So they didn't have the ability to kind of affect Philly's defense. I know Philly's defense has been a little stingy this year against tight ends. Like, Kittle's also a different beast. So it's like Kittle, Debo over the middle, Christian McCaffrey not as much running, but catching the football over the middle of the field. I think that's San Francisco's avenue to success. So if you're looking at prop bets, I'd look at AJ. I'd look at Devontae over receiving yards. Hurts over passing yards. Nothing to do with Goddard. I think Fred Warner maybe takes him out of the game. Miles Sanders unders. I don't think Philly's going to be able to run the ball successfully. I don't think they're going to try to run the ball a ton in the game. And on the flip side for San Francisco, McCaffrey under rushing yards with the calf injury, and give me George Kittle over receiving yards, over 46.5.
Just real quick, if you think the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl, do you bet them now? Is it, you know what I mean? Is it worth the bet right now on the Eagles winning the Super Bowl? Do you wait till the end of the game?
I think you have to wait because, like, you don't know what you're going to get from Patrick Mahomes. Because if you bet the Eagles now and they play the Chiefs, So if you bet Eagles now to win the Super Bowl and they play Kansas City, like, you should wait to bet the Eagles because the Eagles will be underdogs in the game if Mahomes is good. Mm-hmm. So I think you kind of need to wait just because of the injury status of Mahomes. If not for injury stuff, I'd say probably go for it. But Philly will be favored against Cincinnati and they'll be an underdog against Kansas City if Mahomes looks great in the game and we feel like Mahomes is going to be 100%. So I would say don't bet Philly now. Like, just bet them to win this game if you think they're going to win the Super Bowl, and then we can have a conversation about the Super Bowl when it gets here.
Chiefs-Bengals, quickly, your thoughts on the game?
Live betting game. If you wanted to bet the game pregame, I'd bet Kansas City to win the game minus 120. I won't run through all the stats, but Mahomes in 2019 played well with the high ankle sprain. He's practiced in full the entire week. Maybe his mobility's compromised. I think it's worth a small bet pregame on Kansas City. This would be over 3 if Mahomes were fully healthy. But, like, if the game starts and Mahomes is looking gimpy, like, Cincinnati's going to beat them. And if Mahomes looks really good to start the game, you got to feel good about Kansas City. So if you like Kansas City, I would bet them small now. And then if the game starts and he looks great, you could bet more if you would like. And if the game starts and he can't move, I would live bet Cincinnati and buy out of your Kansas City bet. So just like a really tough game to handicap. It's kind of similar to Eagles-Giants. Like, until we know what the quarterback in the game is going to look like. Once Hurts looks good, green light go on the Eagles. Once Mahomes looks good, green light go on Kansas City. Or if he looks better, bad, green light go on the Bengals.
All right, there he is. You going to be out there prior to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we'll be broadcasting from Phoenix at the BetMGM Sportsbook outside State Farm Stadium Monday the 6th through Friday the 10th. I only know the exact dates because I have to do that read once an hour on the live show.
I hate
doing it. It's written poorly, like all radio copies. It's like, come out and have some fun with us. We'll have loads of great guests. Who talks like this? Who writes the copy at Odyssey?
Not you.
Not me, no. I have to ad-lib it every time, so I'm like, this is terrible.
You're funny. Yo, we'll be out there, so we'll link up, all right?
Yes. Yeah, and hopefully it'll be the 49ers. Wishing you guys and all your listeners, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And we'll be back next year, baby. Big Blue, the New York football Giants.
We'd love to see a bunch of Eagles fans yelling at Nick Costos in Las Vegas. Thank you, Nick. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos. Calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
How much coffee does he drink?
Probably enough.
My goodness.
Right? Jack didn't like the live bet.
He said no coffee, by the way.
Oh, no coffee.
Yeah, he's not a coffee guy. That's pure energy.
That's pure energy?
Yeah. That's talent.
That is pure degenerate is what that is.
Let's talk about relatable content.
He's the best. Yeah, I mean, I heard somebody else, one of the other kind of professional bettors on the radio had said that they're live betting the Chiefs game. They want to see what Mahomes looks like that first drive. Same thing. And then go from there. I mean, both of these games are. You can pick the Eagles.
There's no
clear cut
favorite
man,
in either
listen,
one of these games. Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Yep. It really is. It's great. All right, Elliot's coming up next. Elliot Shore Parks. His thoughts on the game. How does he feel heading into Sunday? Who is he on? And does he trust Jonathan Gannon, his guy? Don't miss all that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you've been watching the NFL playoffs from the sidelines, then there's still time to get in the game with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers, bet this Sunday's conference championship games with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just make sure you use promo code Ike. Well, I'll tell you, here's what I would do with my $150. Because these teams are so evenly matched in both games, I feel safe going with the home teams in both games. So if you want to take your free $150 and lay a bet down, lay it down on either Philadelphia or Kansas City to win minus the points come Sunday. Now, FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to the point spreads to the player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Man, that's why I really like the FanDuel app. A FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So, football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to $100 to get $150 in free bets. Win or lose when you use promo code Ike and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.